神啊，求你鉴察我，知道我的心思，试炼我，知道我的意念，看在我里面有什么恶行没有，引导我走永生的道路。
知我心声，恕我心曲。
I want to talk to you about the words from your mouth.
今天我要谈的是我们口中的话。
You know, we are the only creatures on earth that speak.
我们是唯一在世界上可以说话的。
Animals do communicate with each other, but they do not speak.
动物彼此他们会了解对方，但是呢，却没有办法说话。
Birds can be trained to mimic sounds that resemble speech.
鸟可以被训练来模仿人的话语的声音，但是呢，没有办法自己说话。
But they can't really converse with you.
它没有办法跟你来沟通说话。
I had a parrot once.
我有曾经有一只鹦鹉。
Actually, she belonged to a friend of mine that we lived together.
是跟我在住在一起的室友的。
And that parrot was very good at mimicking.
这只鹦鹉呢，非常能够模仿人家的声音。
He could laugh just like I laugh.
那他可以笑得像我的笑声一样。
One time we had a tiny cat, and it would meow around, but it wasn't many days until it ran out in the road and was killed.
我们曾经也有一只小猫，它呢常常在四周围绕来绕去。那后来因为它走出去之后呢，被车子压死了。
I went out into the back kitchen, and I was standing there, and I heard...A cat meow, a little cat meow.
当我在这只猫死了之后呢，有一天呢，我在厨房里面竟然听到这只猫的这种叫的声音。
It shocked me at first.
可是把我吓到了。
And then I looked around and realized that it was the parrot.
原来呢，是鹦鹉学这只死的小猫的声音。
So I know they can mimic us, but they can't have a conversation with us.
他们真的能够学模仿人的声音，可是呢，他们没有办法来跟我们沟通。
Now, when a human being speaks, it is original sounds, it is created sounds.
当人说话的时候呢，是一种我们从里面出来是有创意性的。
He is communicating what his spirit wants to say.
他说话呢是出于自己心灵里面想说的，从他所想的而说出来，表达出来。
No animal or bird can do that.
绝对没有任何的动物或者是鸟类也没有办法这样做的。
Remember, no other being that lives in this universe can speak except us.
记得，没有任何在世界上活着的生物可以跟人一样来说话。
Now, in our life, we really need boundaries.
在我们的生活里面呢，我们都需要规范。
We need something that tells us what is the best way to go.
我们需要有一个指引，一个引导，让我们知道该怎么样走比较好。
Now, there is a principle in the Word of God that says this.
在神的话语里面呢，有一个这样的一个标准。
Do not let any unwholesome talk.Come out of your mouth.
圣经上这样说呢，不要让任何拆毁性的话从你的口出来。
But only what is helpful for building others up according to their needs.
只说那些对对方针对对方的需要而说那些造就对方的好话。
That it may benefit those who listen.
这样的话对听的人就得到益处了。
See, we are to watch what words come out of our mouth.
所以你要说话的时候，你要小心到你说的什么话。
We're not to allow things that hurt, things that are dirty, things that are unkind to come from our mouth.
那些污秽的、会伤害人的，而且呢不友善的话呢，我们不要容许它被说出来。
You might say, why not?
或许你说为什么不能说呢？
Because the words that you speak are the expressions of who you are.
因为你嘴巴说什么话，事实上就在反映你里面的人是怎么样的人。
For you see, the words that come out of our mouth comes from our spirit, comes from the inner person, comes from what we really are.
因为你口中所出的话语呢，事实上它的源头呢，是你里面那个真正的人，是你的这个人的人格，而且是从你自己的心灵出来的。
This is a very common thing today.
今天常有这种事情发生。
Just letting anything we want to say come out of our mouths.
每一个人就想说呢，我想说什么就说什么。
But it means that the inner person has to be a person of cleanliness and a person of character.
所以就不介意说我里面的这个人呢，清不清洁或有没有品格。
Let's look at some kinds of words that come out of our mouth.
我们来看一看有哪一些话会从我们的嘴巴出来。
Some of them are complaining words, murmuring words.
有一些人很容易说抱怨的话。
It expresses the lack of contentment.
那一表达出来就知道说这个人不满足。
Now, you may smile at that because you know in yourself what that means.
那当你听到这样的时候呢，你或许自己就偷偷在笑了，因为你知道你说过这样的话。
You see, that's why we in our hearts as Christians so long for others to know how you can be clean inside and how it can so benefit your life.
神的儿女基督徒呢，我们都很渴慕里面是干净的，是纯全的，好让我们所表达出来的可以让别人得到益处。
Now there are those who just are never content.
有些人呢，从来没有满足满意过。
They complain and they moan over everything.
抱怨，什么事都不满意，都有一些是非可以讲。
You see, we indulge ourselves in saying, "Poor me." It's not just a little thing that we're saying.
当我们自己这样子想，自己说我觉得我自己很可怜的时候呢，事实上这不是一件小事。
And when you say everyone is doing it.
你常常想说每一个人都这样子。
So you see, in a sense, you are unthankful, complaining, moaning is in the heart of many, many sins.
这个是代表一个事实，就是说呢，你对什么事你都有抱怨，然后你是一个不感恩、不满足的人，然后什么事情呢，你心里面呢，都有一些让你呻吟的地方。
In the Bible, it is put before the sexual sins.
这个罪在圣经里面是比奸淫更严重的。
You see, unthankfulness and ungratefulness by complaining is just looking at life and saying, I don't like it.
这种埋怨、不感恩、不满意呢，的意思是说呢，就是我不喜欢。
And then the discontentment takes over.
那这样的话，不满足就出来了。
And you never really enjoy life.
这样的话你就不会享受生命了。
Life is a gift from God.
因为生命呢是从神而来的，是神给我们的礼物。
And so as we take and accept our life, we are really a very grateful, thankful person.
当你接纳、接受的时候呢，你就成为一个感恩的人。
So you see, a complaining spirit means that you have never really learned true thanksgiving.
所以一个抱怨的人呢，是从来没有学习到怎么样去领受这种感恩的生活。
So complaining is just part of your inner man.
那抱怨是你里面的一种本质。
It's like those who, as you listen to them, you recognize that everything they come up against.They complain about.
这种里面有抱怨的这种心灵的人呢，他讲什么话、看什么事情呢，都会说出抱怨的话。
There was one time that a man had two sons.
曾经有一个人有两个儿子。
The one son was a very faithful son.
有一个儿子呢，对家里很忠诚。
But the other son was a very rebellious young man.
另外一个呢，是一个反叛性的一个年轻人。
He had left home.
他离家了。
He spent all of his money.
所以呢，他离家之后呢，把钱都花光了。
He was in very bad circumstances.
他的情况很糟糕。
And then he came back.
后来他回家。
Just asked his father to let him be a servant.
他就请求他的爸爸呢，让他成为一个雇工，一个家里的仆人就好。
But instead of that his father made him his son again.
没有想到这个爸爸，他不但呢接纳他呢，而且呢还让他再一次恢复他儿子的这个名分。
And he made a big feast for this son.
为了他儿子的回家，还请了很多人有一个大宴会。
Now the other son that was very faithful to his father and worked very hard on the farm.
另外一个儿子呢是留在家里面为爸爸很辛苦工作很忠诚的一个儿子。
Heard the music and the party.
听到家里在开宴会。
He became very angry.
就很生气了。
His father came out and he began to complain to his father.
当爸爸来找他的时候他就开始抱怨了。
Why was his father doing this?
他就抱怨爸爸说为什么你在做这个事情。
This boy didn't deserve it.
你的这个儿子呢根本不配你这样子为他花这种心思。
Instead of being very thankful that his brother had come back.
他不但没有感谢说他弟弟回来了。
He showed his true heart.
他就把他心里面的真正的我就表现出来了。
He had never truly learned how to be thankful for all that he had that God had given him.
对于他所得到拥有的他从来没有感谢过。
And many people are just like that.
很多人是像这样子的。
In their heart, they are people that are never content.
很多人的心里面是从来不满足的。
That always see the things that are the worst.
总是看到不好的一面。
So we shouldn't let these kind of words come out of our heart.
所以绝对不要让这种话从你的心里面出来。
I know you have met people that seem to complain over everything.
我知道大概你也碰过这种什么事都抱怨的人。
Mark down that the words that they are saying out of their mouth is coming because of their heart.
就这样下一个结论吧，他们说的话是因为他们心里面是一个不感恩、不满足的人。
The Bible tells us about grumbling and murmuring.
圣经上讲到我们发怨言或者是牢骚。
Actually, this is different than really talking out straight.
这个不是像我们讲的抱怨是讲出来的。
We don't shout and we don't get mad.
或许呢，我们不讲出来也没有这种生气的表情。
You're just in a low voice, just negative about it. You don't want it, but you don't say it out loud to be heard. You just keep grumbling.And murmuring over.
而是在你的心里面嘀咕，或者是在你的这个很小声的言语里面呢，表达出来，发牢骚。
You see, it's like people who get angry but never blow their top.
就好像有的人呢，即使生气了，他还是没有爆发出来。
It's like people being rebellious but never showing it.
就好像那些叛逆的人呢，他还不表达出来一样。
I guess it's something that they just sort of say under their breath or low enough that others don't hear, but they're murmuring about it, they're complaining, they're grumbling.
有时候呢是在你的心里面对自己说的，他呢基本上还是在抱怨。
Your children do this.
你的孩子有时候会这样做的。
Sometimes when you tell them to do something, you'll hear them grumbling under their voice without saying too much. Not getting mad, not showing any feeling, but just murmuring and grumbling over it.
有时候你听你的孩子们，他们听到你要他做什么，他生气了，但是他没有表达出来，他也不敢表达。那你听他嘴巴呢，好像就这样子自己在低低的自己自语。
Now let's look at one of the basic things why we complain.
我们来看一看为什么我们会抱怨。
We speak complaints against the world of people.
我们是在针对人来抱怨。
We see that some people have not done things the way we determine they ought to do them.
有时候我们看到人他们所做的没有按照我们的期待去做，我们就会抱怨。
They have crossed our paths. They have crossed your little universe.
他们侵犯到你自己的领域，你自己的小天地。
They have walked.Where we say they shouldn't walk.
他们走进了不该走进的地方。
They have done something that we didn't want them to do.
有一些是你不要他们做的，他们去做了。
Or circumstances hasn't come about the way that we planned it.
有时候呢，因为对方让你看到不是按照你计划进行的一个情况。
So you see, you are setting your heart, what your words are expressing, against people because they haven't done what you said that they should do.
所以我们的抱怨对象呢常常是对方一个人，就是人，因为他们没有按照你的想法去做。
Or against circumstances because they haven't worked out the way you wanted them to.
或者是没有帮你完成你要完成的一个环境。
Where does that really put you? it puts you right in the center of the universe, saying that actually everything should circle around me.
那这个的意思是说呢，我应该在中心，大家要绕着我走，这个才对。
So it's more than just being unthankful.
这个不是只有不感恩的问题。
Actually, it means that you are a person that may be very self-centered.
那意思是说你可能是一个很自我中心的人。
Loving self.
非常爱你自己。
You see, everything you want is centered and is what you want.
因为呢，你不管什么样的需要，你要的就是以你自我为中心。
You see, when I complain about circumstances and what they should be or what they shouldn't be, it is measured by my standard.
当我在抱怨我的环境怎么这样子的时候呢，是以我自己的标准来衡量。
And so this brings us to the center of the complaining and the grumbling and the murmuring.
所以这一种自我中心会把我们带到所谓的不感恩或者是抱怨或者老是发牢骚的地步。
You see, when we complain many times, we are rebellious against all these other things.
当我们常常这样子的时候呢，事实上我们是在对所有的周围的环境反抗。
There was a king in the Bible whose name was David.
圣经里面有一个王叫做大卫。
And he had a son, an older son, who was a very beautiful young man.
他有一个大儿子，是一个非常俊的一个男人。
At one period, he was very rebellious, and he was sent away from the kingdom.
却是一个非常反叛性的一个儿子，所以呢就被送出去了，驱逐出去了。
But he humbled himself to get back into the kingdom.
后来他改变，就后来就回来了。
Now he didn't stand on the roof and say how terrible his father was and let's have a civil war. No, he was far too clever for that.
那他很聪明的，他没有很明目张胆的就在外面呢，明目昭彰的就是跟大家说呢，他爸爸怎么样的不好。
You see, in that day, the elders would sit at the gate and people would come with problems and they would judge them.
在那个时候呢，他们那个时代那些长者，就是被尊重那些人呢，会坐在他们的城门口，在那里帮人家解决纠纷。
You know, what he did was, as he listened, then he began to say little words, murmuring and complaining against his father.
那他怎么样来对付他的爸爸呢？就是当他在听这些人的一些纠纷，帮他们解决的时候呢，就讲一些这种自我低估或者是牢骚的话，来关于他父亲的一些不好的事情。
He would tell them how long they have to wait, but if he was in charge, he wouldn't do that.
比如说呢，他就讲说，你看你们要这样子等那么久才能够得到解决，如果是我就不需要这样子了。
And he was saying, I'm not king, but I believe if I were king, I would give you a better deal.
他就跟他们说呢，我不是王，如果我是王的话，我会帮你处理得更好。
You see,He was rebelling. He was polluting the minds of all of those around him.
他在对于四周围的人呢，好像下毒一样，让他们中毒一样。
You see, this is what we do when we complain and murmur and grumble.
当我们发牢骚或我们抱怨的时候呢，就是这样子的。
We influence the thoughts of others around us.
我们在影响四周围的人的想法。
Some things people would have never even thought of.But you brought it to their attention.
有时候对方根本没有想过的，只你一讲呢，就让他们注意到了。
Because you know what's right.
因为你知道呢，什么是对的。
You hold the standard.
是你呢，给他们标准。
So you see, you can never be pleased because it is what you want, and most of the times we cannot always get what we want.
那如果你是以自我的想法、自我的意愿的话，那你永远不会觉得高兴，因为别人不一定按照你的意愿去做。
Simple things like the weather. We'll say, it's raining today, so it's wrong. I wish the sun was shining.
很简单的事情，就像天气好了。好，如果下雨的时候呢，你就抱怨了，又下雨了。如果有阳光多好。
When the sun's shining, you say it's too hot.
太阳出来的时候呢，你就说呢，哎呀，如果下一点雨不是很好吗？太热了。
You talk about the food and how it just isn't good.
比如说你吃的东西呢，你常常抱怨不好吃。
Maybe it's too hot or maybe it's too cold.
太冷了或太热了。
The house is wrong and the family isn't right. And
家里面的情况都不对，家人也都不好。
It's simply because the inner man has taken the place of saying, I know what's best.
只是因为你里面那个你呢，在表达说呢，我的才是最好的，才是最好的标准。
So you may feel that way, and the way you express it is not by saying, coming out in words and saying, I'm perfect, I'm the one, you know. No, it's by complaining, by murmuring, by putting doubts in people's minds, by showing them things that they never even seen before.
你并不是真正去表达说我才是知道什么是最好的这样去表达，而你会用借着这一些你的抱怨、你的牢骚，或者是你对别人的提醒呢，让别人看到、听到他们从来以前没有听过的，或者是影响别人的想法。
Now I want to talk to you about another kind of complaining.
那我要讲另外一种的抱怨。
Now this kind of complaining, it is really tied into fear.
那这种呢是跟惧怕有关系的。
And this comes when people has a whining voice.
那这种抱怨呢，害怕性的抱怨呢，会带着一种呻吟的声音。
You know, you understand how some children, when they talk to you, it's in a voice that's not natural, but I want it, I need it now, I want it. This kind of thing is what we call is whining.
我们知道从孩子们常常发生的就是呢，他们有那种不自然的声音，为了想要他们要的呢，就产生那种好像哀鸣的声音，我要吗？我不要吗？就像这样子的一个声音。
You know, Jesus talked about this when he said, people are going to say,What are we going to eat tomorrow?
比如说呢，在圣经里面耶稣说到呢，人们在呻吟说呢，明天我们能吃什么呢？
I don't have anything to wear.
我已经没有什么可以穿了。
Where are we going to get enough money?
我们哪里来的钱呢？
You see, this is precipitated by fear and anxiety.
这个事实上是从你的里面的害怕跟焦虑来的。
It means that we don't trust.
意思是说呢，你不信任了。
As a Christian, it means you don't trust that God can take care of you.
特别是身为一个基督徒神的儿女的话，等于说你不信任神可以照顾你了。
But as an unbeliever, you're not a trusting person either.
如果你没有，你不认识神的话，你也不是一个可以信任人的人。
And when you see things that are needed or things you want, you begin to whine over them. This comes from the fear and anxiety of not trusting anyone.
所以当你里面有害怕或者是这种担心焦虑的时候，你就开始用这种哀鸣的想法或者是说法，然后呢，表达出你对人的不信任。
Another kind of complaining, and this children have really gotten hold of, and that is saying, I'm bored.
那另外一种你可以从孩子听到的是呢，我很无聊。
You see, it's really saying, I'm not satisfied with life.
意思是说呢，我对我的生活呢，一点都不满意。
I need events that make me feel excited.
我需要有一些东西让我觉得刺激一点。
And I want other events to come that makes me be able to enjoy life.
我希望有另外其他的东西呢，让我可以觉得我享受一点。
Being bored is complaining that we don't like our life the way it is.
当你说呢，我很无聊，说表示说你对你现在的生活方式呢不喜欢。
You see, we should learn to be able to fill our minutes with something that edifies us.
当我们在过我们的日子的时候呢，每一分钟我们都要让它有这种造就性。
This is with where as a parent, when your children start saying this, you must help them to find things that will help them.
如果孩子们已经在说他们无聊的时候呢，你要找到一些事情呢，来帮助他们建立他们。
Don't allow them say they're bored. Find something for them to do.
绝对不要容许他们在那里抱怨说他们很无聊，一定要让他们做一些事情，让他们觉得有意义。
Then we have the person that is always making rules and regulations.
我们有一些人呢，看他们常常要定一些规定。
As soon as you walk through the door, they're telling you what to do.
你一进门就告诉你你该怎么办。
They're telling the children don't eat too much or you must eat more.
比如说呢，孩子要吃少一点或者是应该吃多一点。
Don't drink that.
不要喝那个。
You should have a different kinds of clothes than this. This makes you look terrible.
你应该穿另外一种衣服，这个穿起来不好看。
See, they think that, as I said before, their standard is right.
这个意思是说呢，他自己的标准才是对的。
And with these complaining words, and they come out of their mouths to tell us this, this is saying that nothing is right, and so only what I say is the way it should be.
他的意思是说呢，只有我的标准才是对的，别人都错了。
No, in the home, we have a lot of this.
在家里面常有这种事情发生。
So, as we look at these things, we have to understand we need help.
如果你是这样的人的话，你需要帮助。
Because these become a strangling habit in your life.
因为这样的话，你会成为一种好像习惯性的问题一样。
It's a great tragedy.
那这样的话，对你的话是一个很不好的。
And it's as hard to kick as if you were an addict.
而且呢，好像上瘾一样，是很难去改变的。
So when you think to yourself, ah, I don't have to complain, I don't have to grumble, you'll find that it's very hard to break.
当你自己想到说呢，我不要再抱怨了，我不要再发牢骚了，你会发现呢，事实上是很难的。
You see, at one time, she really could have started, or a person who is a complainer really could have changed. But as the years go by, it becomes a part of them.
一开始，刚开始我们在抱怨的时候呢，事实上是可以改变的。但如果我们继续这样下去的话，后来就很难改了。
Now, let's come to a bit of a conclusion here.
我们要做一点结论了。
Let's decide, how can you help being a complainer?
我们怎么帮助这些常常抱怨的人呢？
Well, I think we can say the opposite of a person who is a complainer and a grumbler is trust, a person who trusts.
我们可以说一个所谓的这个抱怨者或发牢骚者的跟他相反的人呢，是一个信任的人。
You see, the grumbler is the person who is only happy when things are pleasing them.
因为一个发牢骚的人呢，只有在他们自己觉得喜欢的时候呢，才会觉得高兴。
But we have to understand that in life, everything is not going to please us. In fact, most things don't.
我们要知道人生里面呢，不是每一件事情都可以合你的心意，让你喜欢的，而且大部分都不合你的意的。
So actually we have to begin to trust and accept things as they are.
所以我们就应该要信任而且接纳接受这个环境所有发生的事情。
You see, when a person can humble themselves and understand that they must learn to take life as it is,then they will become a free and happy person.
只有在我们虚心谦卑之后，那我们就会成为一个比较快乐的人。
It means that you're going to have to make a choice.
那意思是说呢，你需要做一个选择。
I have a choice about what I'm going to say.
我要说什么话，我是可以选择的。
But those choices are first made in my life, in my character.
那这些要选择说出来的话呢，需要从你里面的品格里面来发出来。
So therefore, I recognize. And you know, this is always the answer. When I recognize my problem, then I can learn to accept and trust.
当你看到你自己的问题的时候呢，就开始学习怎么样去信任而且接纳。
You say, trust whom?
那到底信任谁呢？
Trust the Lord.
信任信靠你的主你的神
Trust the God of the universe
信靠这位宇宙的真神
Begin to see things as he sees them
开始用他的眼光来看事情
Begin to understand that he is in control
他是那位掌管一切的
Be careful of the words that come out of your mouth
从你嘴巴出来的话你要小心的谨守
恕我心曲这个节目是由美国佛桌传道协会提供由金炉牧师为您主讲林真华语翻译如果您有什么问题需要我们为您分担请您来信写明你的姓名住址然后你寄到台湾高雄台湾省高低的高英雄的雄台湾高雄13-40号信箱，台湾高雄13-40号信箱，你写林真双木林真假的真林真收就可以了。 我们会尽快的跟您回信。